Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, The Roar. You want in, now's a good time, 654-7627. We're discussing at this point the Carolina Alliance U-Bank, or Carolina Alliance Bank U-Pick'em contest. And Ramona, we left off on Georgia and LSU, and we both picked Georgia. So to this point, we both picked TCU, we both picked Iowa, we both picked Georgia Tech, and we both have picked Georgia.
I think so. I think that's how it's working out.
All right, the next game.
The next game, oh, I was supposed to remind you of something. The next game is Washington at Oregon. Oregon.
Yeah, state between.
And Washington is a three-point favorite, and I don't pick Oregon. I don't usually pick them, so I went ahead and took Washington. I don't really know anything about Washington because they're not Washington State, but... I'd pick somebody.
You don't know anything about Washington because they're not Washington State.
That's right.
Okay.
And I had to pick someone, and they're 3.5-point favorite, so that's who I picked.
Well, look, I went back and forth in this game. Originally, I was going to pick Washington in this game. Washington is a sound football team. They have two talented backs led by Gaskins, who's actually the lesser talent of those two backs. They finally have found a number one receiver in Fuller. Their defensive secondary is elite, maybe the best in the country. They're good defensively. They're tough. They're well coached. Some of these games to me come down to coaching, and if this one does, this will absolutely go in Washington's favor. If the coaching ultimately decides this game, Washington has a significant advantage there in my mind with Peterson over Cristobal. Having said that, my concern about Washington is just their lack of offensive productivity. I've made it clear for a while now that I just don't think Jake Browning is the same guy he was as a freshman, and I think we see elements of that every single game. He's also inclined to do something stupid on the road. He's not paid a price for it yet. He did several times in the Utah game under duress. He basically just handed the ball to defensive linemen who didn't catch it. So there's that. But Washington just can't score. They're averaging like 28 points a game, something of that sort, and that's where they normally are. I mean, I don't know how many times they played a small school, but other than that, I think the only school that they, off the top of my head, they went over 30 against was BYU. So there were teams that played their games in the 20s. Actually, I think last week they scored 34 against UCLA. Off the top of my head, I think they beat UCLA. I want to say 34-27. But this is another consecutive road game for Washington, and they're going to go up against an Oregon team that can score. Now, these two teams hate each other. This is one of the best rivalries in football that nobody knows about. If you're not from the West, Oregon and Washington hate each other, thoroughly despise each other. And so this is interesting. The last 2 years, Washington has just crushed their soul. I mean, just destroyed them. And Herbert was the quarterback 2 years ago, and he did not play well against Washington. And this Washington secondary, as I said, is still elite. But I think that what the Ducks have found is that they have enough of a running game now in Verdell and company, and enough of a passing game and they've developed a star at receiver to consistently put points on the board. And I think they're going to do that again. The question is, how well does Oregon play defensively? I don't think Washington can take them out in this game because I don't think Washington's good enough offensively. And so I think what it comes down to is, can Oregon, given a second opportunity at life here, to win a big and enormous conference game at home, make up for their gift wrapping that game to Stanford? And I decided the answer was they could. So here is our first break, Ramona, because I took the Ducks.
You did?
Yeah, I put my entry in this morning. I took the Ducks. So there we have a break. All right. Next game up.
West Virginia at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, West Virginia is a 6.5-point favorite, and that's too high to ignore. So I took West Virginia.
Listen to her. She's actually sounding intelligent. Look, she's playing it smart. That's why she's among, one of the leaders in the thing.
Second.
Yeah. West Virginia, a 6.5-point favorite, and that's too high to ignore. There's some truth in that. Now, I will say this. Ames, Iowa is where ranked teams go to die. It just is. And, you know, they went to Oklahoma. They went to Stillwater last week, and I thought they were really impressive in winning that football game. And they're exceedingly well coached. They're very, very tough at home. I think the question is, can West Virginia survive this schedule from this point on, or are they going to suffer a hiccup somewhere? If they are, this is one of the likely spots it could occur, because again, it is exceedingly difficult to win there. I can't remember what is the start time on this game.
I have to look it up, so it's going to take me time.
I'm trying to find it on the Vegas numbers right now. See if you can find that, or just look it up. Do a search on it. I'm on Vegas Insider looking for it. Oh, here it is. It's 7 p.m. It's a night game at Ames.
Yeah, it's a night game because it's at 7.
Yeah, it's a night game because it's at 7.
Yeah.
That means it's that much tougher.
Heaven forbid it be at 6. It wouldn't be a night game.
That makes it that much tougher than had this thing been played in the daytime. So I went West Virginia because their offense has just been so good and so explosive. Montgomery's banged up, but I will not be shocked at all if Iowa State wins this football game. In fact, I'm having like buyer's remorse right now, thinking that. I don't know why. For whatever reason, I was thinking this game was like an afternoon start. The fact that it's at night makes me even more worried about it. I am not at all confident that West Virginia will take care of business there, but I took them nonetheless. So we'll see how it plays out. So I took the Fighting Will Greers. They were good on the road at Texas Tech. So it's another road trip and... object in motion. They've been good basically from start to this point on the season. So I also went with West Virginia in that game.
Okay. And Miami at Virginia. I took Miami. Didn't Miami win last week?
They did over Florida State by one.
Yeah. They scared me, but I don't know anything about Virginia being a good football team. And Miami's a 6.5-point favorite. There's a lot of ones here that or higher than usual. So I took Miami.
And that game, I believe, is at night. Because I looked at...
A night win.
Start 7. Time up earlier. Yeah, something like that. Where is it? Here it is. 7 p.m. Yeah. Miami is 6.5-point favorite in that contest. Rather low total on that deal. 47.5. I'm going against convention. I think I'll probably be the only one on this deal. I have taken Virginia. As most know, I'm not all that fond of Miami, nor am I that fond of Mark Richt. I think they were incredibly fortunate last week. And you know, fortune has shined on them a lot the last year and a half. So at some point, maybe you credit it for it. But, you know, at the end of last year, they fell apart. And the Florida State team that they played last week is not very good. I mean, that team, you know, should have lost to Louisville the week before. And, I mean, that was obvious. I mean, I'm not saying anything out of turn or outrageous. They you know, anyone who watches Florida State-Louisville knows Louisville gift-wrapped the game for them. And Louisville's terrible. Well, in Miami and Florida State played to an even game. Virginia's been pretty good at home. Defensively, the Fighting Bronco Mendenhalls are tough. They're only giving up 20 points a game. So it's been hard to score. For example, Louisville, what was the score of that game? 24-3. Let me just look up what Virginia's done here. Ed, I'll get to you in 1 second. 27-3. Louisville, you know, the same Louisville that should have beaten Florida State, that Louisville went to Virginia and lost 27-3. And so Virginia's been good defensively, and they've been very good defensively at home. And I think Nikosi Perry is suspect. I think he's suspect. I think he's absolutely capable of turning the ball over. I think that environment at night, I think Virginia matches up well with Miami. I think that defense is going to really limit what Miami does. I also think Miami comes off a huge emotional comeback win. So this is an automatic down spot for them. I think for those reasons and the play of Perkins at quarterback, I think Virginia has a real chance to steal this game, and I have to look for a spot to make something up. So you have to take a couple chances, and I think Virginia has a chance to legitimately steal this game. Ed, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back from break so as not to cut you short. But in any case, if you missed it, I'm going with Virginia and the upset over Miami at night. I think the stage is set for that. Miami is not that good. Their offensive line isn't very good. There's been arguments in their camp this week about the play of their offensive line. Again, they come off this huge emotional comeback victory against Florida State, one that, quite frankly, they didn't really earn. And now they have to go play at a place like this against a team like Virginia at night. I just think the thing screams upset. Let me tell you about Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, Westminster Vision, founded 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Dr. Coppola will even give your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses, they make the lenses themselves. Think about that. This means that if you want to reuse your existing frames, you can. What other eye care provider grants you that? This is Westminster Vision. This is eye care taken to an entirely different level. Everything gets explained until you get it. There are three locations now to serve you. The third location's in Pendleton, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Three locations, again, to serve you. 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, and, of course, the Pendleton location. So as not to confuse you with three different phone numbers, I'm going to give you the Clemson number. If you want the Pendleton number or the Westminster number, you can get it from them. The Clemson number is 864-654-4141, 864-654-4141, Westminster Vision. Walt tip to the road rage. We're going over the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'Em contest, and where your humble road rage servant has just picked Virginia to upset Miami. Quick break. We'll be back.
Welcome to Moe's! You've hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's one, two, three times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigO'Dodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A. There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now, Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. I'm really looking forward to this Texas Tech TCU game. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, you know, I'll keep an eye on that game, but I'm much more interested in watching the India Fighting Hindus take on the Bangladesh Bengals.
Yes.
I think that's going to be great. Although it being played in Calcutta, I'm definitely favoring India in this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the record, I'm pulling for Ramona to win this contest. Nobody gives her a chance every year, and she has done her homework.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, maybe you taught her some things, but hey, that's on you.
No, look, she deserves credit because she's followed. She's basically taken what the things that she heard on the show and the Vegas lines and used a combination of them and just played it smart and straight without any, without any hint of homerism towards anybody. And so she's done well.
Same way she beat the QCB several years back.
That's exactly right. After I destroyed him, then I said that, you know, you should go against Ramona because that's really your speed, and I thought Ramona would kill you too. And then she did. Yeah. No, she that's exactly right. That happened. And look, she fared well in the bowl season too. I won the little bowl season contest. And I think she finished like third or something.
There you go.
Yep.
Live and learn. Listen, I was thinking about both the Iowa State-West Virginia game and the Miami-Virginia game. And since we have had a hurricane this week, and a cyclone is considered a hurricane, I'm wondering if that plays into the picks. Because I'm thinking both of those teams win. Miami, because I think Virginia has been playing above their head. Look, you're talking about a school of lawyers, a basketball school. So there's that. Iowa State at night in Ames, I don't know. Something's telling me, and I know West Virginia's good, and I know Will Greer's good. That's that cat. I think he's winning the Heisman. I mean,
he might,
but
he's
a game. Yeah. This is a game I can see him tripping in, and I can see him recovering and beating Oklahoma at the end, and you know, still winning the whole ball of wax as far as that conference goes.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, it would not shock me at all. In fact, if it plays out exactly as you just said, where West Virginia drops a game, say at Iowa State, at Ames, where it's, again, at night, is an extremely difficult place to play. Again, the more I think...
And it's early enough.
But the more I think about it, the less I like that West Virginia pick that I made, because I can absolutely see Iowa State winning that game. And then, like you, Oklahoma at West Virginia, at the end of the year, I mean, look, before the year began, I would have given Oklahoma the edge there. Not now. I don't think Oklahoma's going to West Virginia and winning. I don't think their defense is good enough.
No, and I did take your advice in my crumbling fantasy season. I have, in fact, benched Goff and put in Tom Brady for this weekend's game against Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
That was a combination of things. Yeah. First of all, I left it alone last week. Goff went out and got me 14. Way to go, Goff. And meanwhile, Tom Brady had, like, I don't know, 35 or some nonsense like that. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. A lot of my guys got injured. God, they're such a bunch of babies when they get out there, but you can't control that. You know,
listen to fantasy football, Ed.
No, I'm hurting. I can't play. I can substitute during a game. Way to go, Chief. You know, but anyhow, enjoy the show. Enjoy the banner. And like the fellow that's a season ticket holder whose wife passed away, and prayers with him. This is entertainment. I mean, as soon as y'all go off, you can roll around that TV all you want. You know, I'm not going to talk the wife into watching a sporting event. So.
By the way, Ed, we appreciate that. But Jay writes me on the text line. He says, how do you have Goff and Brady and still lose?
Well, the rest of the team's a bunch of babies, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's really been a comedy of errors. Plus, I played people. I don't know what it is. I've been in this league for 22 years. I formed it, and everybody seems to get up for me when they play. I mean, they're just like, oh, it's time to be dead. And,
oh, so you like the you like the Bama, Clemson, Ohio State then of the of your own
of your own. I'm not nearly as powerful because this year I've got a bunch of babies on my team. So what are you gonna do?
How about that?
Anywho, go Ramona.
Thank you. I didn't even know. I'm not even sure I knew fantasy football existed 22 years ago.
I was wondering that 22 myself. years ago, that's a long time.
I don't know. I don't actually know when fantasy football first began. It's been so long now. I don't really think about it. But Ed started a league 22 years ago. Jay says so. Manager error, basically. in relation to Ed's troubles. I'm telling you, the New England Kansas City game, I gave it out early this week at 3 and 58 and a half. I gave you those picks already. I have not looked again to see what it's at now, but I wanted it then. I wanted it at those numbers then. I think the New England Kansas City game on paper is one of the highest scoring NFL games we've seen. I mean, and I think Brady is just going to carve up that Kansas City defense. I think it's, there's an element of revenge. I don't think Kansas City's going through the season. If you had asked me this, I swear, if you had asked me this 2 or 3 weeks ago, in fact, I was joking about this game, Ramona. 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was joking that, you know, the Patriots can't stop anybody, and they're going to have to play Kansas City in a few weeks, thinking that they would get carved up. And I still think, to a degree, they're going to get carved up. But it's like all these Belichick defenses just magically, they start to play better. And now Brady has all these weapons that he hasn't had at his disposal before. And that Kansas City defense is no good. That Kansas City defense is no good at all. Let me hear from our buddy Belichick again, Ramona.
Coach, you feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game, that the stakes are that
big? I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
Bill, with yesterday's practice, were you able to jump straight into game plan, or was maybe the focus more internal in terms of how you spent time in the field yesterday?
Yeah, well, we're working on Kansas City.
Notice that last guy had this long, well-thought-out question, and he got the same answer as the other dude.
And my favorite element, and we've heard this exact, we have this same conversation with other teams at other times on tape in the archives that we could go back and play. And my favorite element of all of it is, Ramona, when he answers it for like the third time, and this is all he's going to give you, but when he answers it for the third time, he adds a yeah in front of what he says. It's like, yeah, I told you already. Yeah, we're playing Kansas City.
Like, shut up.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't know. I guess they're poor things. They have to have something to rate.
You know what? I'm playing the Alabama fan again, too. Let me hear John Doe.
That's a new play I taught him called a college football alley-oop football version. Only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see a wrong way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each, in your ass.
You think two of my cousin, my favorite line of all time. That whole thing is my favorite thing of all time. Did you see Brady's comments today about how the NFL is now like the college game? No, I didn't. But we've been saying that for I don't know how long. And it's true. The NFL is adopting college schemes and college philosophies, and you have younger coaches implementing strategies and schemes around the skill sets, molding them to the skill sets of those of these more versatile young college players. All right, the next game on our list, Ramona, is Wisconsin and Michigan. Wisconsin and Michigan. What do you think?
Michigan's a 9-point favorite. I took Michigan. I don't know either about either one of those two, so I had to rely on the spread.
Michigan, that number's up to 9?
That's what it was today, this afternoon, when I did my, before the show, when I did my picks.
You know, Texas is, I like Texas Tech, it probably, certainly with the points. I don't know if I'm offering a pick on that yet or not. You know, I just want to interject one thing. I saw this, I retweeted this. This is from Fox Sports on the Hawks. And it had Trae Young from like 32 feet for the win exhibition against the Spurs. And, you know, what's interesting about this Trae Young shot, and I wrote this in response to it. I wrote, strange reaction from a couple Hawk players on the court. I've seen this play out before. And what I mean by that is, you know, there were at least two of his teammates who, when he hit this shot to win the game, it was 2 seconds left. He had the ball. They had no timeouts. He's just dribbling the ball out, you know, just over half court. And then he does what he did in college. He just pulls up and fires from, you know, a ridiculous distance. And sometimes it goes in and sometimes it didn't. And this time, or sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't. This time it went in. But I thought was interesting was the reaction from two or three of his teammates on the court who showed zero reaction at all. None.
They weren't even excited?
No. And what that and what that leads me to think is that there are already some guys that he's playing with who are getting sick of his act. That happened collegiately. You know, he was a one-man gang, and over the second half of the year, his teammates tired of him, I'm sure. No one really wants to play that kind of basketball where one guy has the ball 100% of the time, dribbles over half court, fires 40-footers, you know, took some of the worst shots.
I guess it does get boring.
Right, in the NCAA tournament that I've ever seen. And I wonder how this little sideshow thing with the Atlanta Hawks is going to work out. Let me explain. He has Curry-like skills. He may even have better range than Curry. I mean, he has a sort of a unique shot, but he has really, and he's a better playmaker at the same stage, at least in theory, if he decides to. And it was the same argument made against him at draft time that was made against Curry, is that he was too small. Same exact argument. He's not any of those things. But is he so insanely selfish? Is he so insanely conscience-free that other people are not going to want to play basketball with him? And this is what I wonder. I mean, you have NBA teammates out there who are, you know, who want to presumably work for a good last shot. And I don't know that they view having some newcomer pull up at 35 feet as a great last shot, even if it goes in. And the people on the bench were celebrating, but there were at least two players on the court who showed no reaction whatsoever. Zero.
Wow.
And it just makes me wonder if there are going to be issues there. And I think there are. I mean, I think the Hawks drafted Trae Young as a sideshow. It's like the Pete Maravich thing all over again. You know, it's like, we're not very good. We know it. We need to sell tickets. This guy will sell tickets. That's not necessarily a recipe conducive to good team chemistry. And that's what I think you're going to have to watch regarding the Trae Young situation. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation starting October 1st, 2020. Purchase yours today. Avoid the longer lines in the future. Look, I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. I brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, Two proofs of my address. You get in and out. It can't be any easier. Don't wait for the long lines. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We have three games left to go over in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em contest. We'll do that when we return. M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
When you're a grocery store, hunger has no place in your community. That's why at Ingles, we donate over 2 million pounds of food every year to those who need it. It's the right thing to do, and we know you'd do the same. Ingles, your neighbor for over 50 years.
This week at Ingles, Bartlett Red or Bosque Washington State pears, $1.48 a pound. Select sizes and varieties Kraft macaroni and cheese, 2 for $6. And select varieties and sizes Bush's chili beans, 10 for $10. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrik Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrik Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com for all the details.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse you, mister.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tipchula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We're back.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's indeed. On any Monday, you can get the Moe Monday deal for $6.99 for burrito chips, sauce, and a drink. That's $6.99. Those are 1980 throwback prices. That's insanity. And Mondays generally suck. What's better than walking into Moe's and have people yelling, "Welcome to Moe's"? You feel better about yourself. Then you get some great food. Yeah, my favorite is the chicken home wrecker. You know, it's incredible. It weighs like 10 pounds, comes wrapped in tinfoil. It's excellent. I get it with the sour cream. That's how I like it. 20 plus fresh ingredients at Moe's. Salsa made in house. Listen, football season's here. Let Moe's cater your tailgate. Moe's, what a great opportunity for a tailgate. Moe's, are you kidding me? Let Moe's cater your tailgate. Call them up. There are 11 locations. Go see them. Grass-fed steak, stacks, burrito bowls, 11 upstate locations and growing. It's all about Moe's. Exactly right. All right, Ramona, let's get back to our Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em games. So far now, we have two differences in that.
Two differences.
I have Oregon and I have Virginia.
That's what I got. Did you take Michigan?
We haven't done that game yet. We're on Wisconsin and Michigan.
Oh,
you had just given the line. You had just given the line for that game. You said it was at 9, I think.
Oh, I thought I took them. I took Michigan, I said, because I don't know either one of these teams, and I can't go against 9 points.
Well, look, Wisconsin's the team that people were talking about with the playoffs before the year. They were supposed to be better than Michigan. I think the question is, are they? You know, I think Wisconsin's been a little slow out of the gate thus far. And I think the big reason is they just had too many defensive personnel losses. And I think that's what people ignored before the year. That was what my concern about them was. And to be honest, they haven't looked quite as crisp offensively either. But I think their big issue is that defense. And obviously the strength of Wisconsin is still the running game with Taylor, but here you're going against what's arguably the best run defense in the nation. Certainly one of them, very difficult to run the ball against Michigan, and Michigan is finding a little bit of offense now to go with their defense as well. So, if you had asked me this before the year, I would have said, I'm taking Wisconsin in this game on the road. Not just to cover, but to win the game. I mean, there would have been no doubt in my mind for the year that Wisconsin would win this game. Now, at basically the halfway point, there's almost no doubt in my mind that Michigan will win the game.
So you're taking Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Michigan.
All right.
All right, two games left. Is that right? On the
that
Carolina,
is correct.
Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick them contest.
That is correct. The next game is Colorado at Southern Cal.
Uh-huh.
And I don't take Southern Cal. Now, Southern Cal is a 7-point favorite. Mm. But in this case, I'm going to take Colorado. I'm not going to take... I don't like Southern California.
Well, Colorado's unbeaten. We've talked many times about the weapons. We've talked about Steven Montez for 2.5 years. And Laviska Shenault, the wide receiver, who's just... Well, he's the nation's best receiver. And so... Look, Colorado's feeling really good about themselves right now. That's a real good win last week against the tough Arizona State bunch. They had to gut that win out. It showed something. They're getting better every week.
What does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
Gut that win out.
Well, they won a close game. A tough, close game.
Okay.
Over a team that's more physical than they've been at any time in the last 10 years. So it was an impressive win by Colorado, even at home. I thought Arizona State would win that game. And down 28-21, Arizona State had a first down the 1 yard line. And some, I don't know what they did. They self-destructed and Colorado found a way to win the game. So they're feeling really good about themselves. There's a lot of reason for them to be optimistic. I could absolutely see them winning this game. I don't like this USC team. You know, before the year, in fact, Ramona, didn't I have both of these? Do you have my do you have my season win totals? I want to go over that anyway, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Let me see.
But see if
your over under totals. Yeah.
I know I had USC under, and I believe I had Colorado over.
I think you have. I don't know if you have USC listed.
I definitely had USA.
USC
absolutely
under 8.5. Yeah. And Colorado over 4.
And I did. So I did have Colorado over 4.
Yes.
The total on Colorado was 4. I've already won that.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. That's true. That one you did.
I've already. They're already over 4. I've already won that. There's a total play that I've won before the halfway point. And basically, I've won the USC thing as well. USC is what, 3-2?
Are they?
Where are they here? Where's the line on that game?
Why would Vegas even give a team 4? That's a low number to win.
Well, because they weren't any good last year.
Oh,
but I expected improvement in them, and they've been even better than I thought. Where is it? I'm not finding it. I'm looking up and down the Vegas line, and I don't see USC Colorado. I know it's here. Here it is. It's 10:30, and Colorado is 5-0. So I've already won that. Already hit that total play.
How about them being 5-0?
Yep. Again, really impressive start to the season. And again, as far as Southern Cal's concerned, I think I've probably already won that too. I mean, I haven't technically, but I thought they'd be below 8.5. I don't see them getting to 8.5. Now, you know, we'll see if they win this game, maybe. Listen, they're not very good. JT Daniels is starting to play a little better. He's like all young quarterbacks, most young quarterbacks anyway. He plays better at home than he does on the road. USC's offensive line has not been very good, but they've started to get it together a little bit, started to run the ball a little bit. Ultimately, that's how they beat Washington State. Well, that and that the Pac-12 screwed Washington State over, which we'll get to tomorrow. Alex wrote me about it. I had seen it already, but Alex sent me a different version of it today. I want to get to that story on tomorrow's show about what happened, what transpired in the Washington State-USC game that Mike Leach was so upset about, and with good reason, it turns out. He got absolutely hosed, and they have some real issues there in regard to what occurred in that football game, if you've not seen that story. We'll cover that more in depth tomorrow. But in terms of USC, you know, they're pretty good at home, certainly better at home than they are on the road. And again, that goes directly to JT Daniels. I had to pick USC. I don't like picking USC. I don't even like this football team. But, and if Colorado wins.
You picked USC?
I did. You know, it's funny. Watch me get burned on both sides of
that
this.
That shocks me.
Well, look, watch me get burned on both sides of this. And what I mean by that is last week I took the hot unbeaten team on the road against a pretty good home team in Kentucky against Texas A&M, and I lost in overtime. So this week, rather than take the hot unbeaten team on the road, I took the home team. Watch this week, it'll be the hot and beaten team on the road that wins. In fact, the more I think about this, the less I like it. So I'm not at all satisfied with that pick one way or another, especially because I've been the guy who warned about Colorado. You know, I warned that they were going way over that 4 number. I warned about Montez and LaVisca Chenault and all those cats. So,
well, they've done me right, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. All right, so I took
some betting money sometimes.
Yes. Well, call my bookie.
You know,
my bookie. I got so I went with Southern Cal here. All right, and that leaves just one game.
All right, the last game is on the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest is Texas A&M at South Carolina, and you're supposed to give a score. Also, Texas A&M is a 2.5-point favorite. Did I lose the South Carolina game last week? I did something. South Carolina did me wrong at some point in this contest.
Why are you asking me? I mean, last week was Missouri and South Carolina. I think
I picked Missouri. That's right.
Okay, so in other words, they did you wrong by winning.
Yeah, South
Carolina.
I guess so.
South Carolina did you personally wrong by winning. Well, so you'd hold that against
them. Okay, well, no, because I thought it was the other way around. But
yeah,
I think it's too close. So I'm going to take Texas A&M. I'm not going to take South Carolina. I have taken South Carolina in the past. I think and they have done me wrong in the past. That's what I'm keeping in my head.
You really don't have a clue, do you?
So, no, I don't. I just want to get this last pick in. So... It's Texas A&M minus 2.5. Yeah. I figure if I ramble on for 5 minutes, it'll sound like good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and we have to give the score. So the thing on the Vegas thing was 52 under 52.
Oh, really?
So I went 27-24 as a score.
I didn't examine the Vegas total, but I picked a number that was basically right on that. I picked A&M in this game. I think that. You know, I went with Missouri against South Carolina last week. I don't know how Missouri lost that game. I mean, you can play back 1,000 times, and these things are not evening out. I'm getting hosed over and over. I've been hosed on 3 games. I was hosed on Oregon, Stanford, absurd. I was hosed on Florida State and Louisville, and then the South Carolina Missouri thing. For a different reason, but
yeah. I didn't care.
Cry me
Auburn.
A friggin' river. Oh, no one
cares.
I'll tell
you, you made me mad. Auburn. I'm never gonna pick Auburn again.
Okay.
In any
well, they're not on the list.
I know. I just want everybody to know that I'm not gonna pick.
Well,
them
that's
again.
Wonderful.
Kelly, don't pick them as a team.
Okay, so as now a, you're dictating the selections.
She's probably not listening to me.
Yeah. No, probably not. I picked A&M. You know, there are multiple reasons for it. It starts with the fact that you don't have a healthy quarterback. And if you do, he's your backup. And so, you know, but that's one of the reasons I went against South Carolina last week. And then the backup played well, Skarnecchia. So, you know, that's one of my concerns. My other concern is this. I just don't know how South Carolina's going to run the ball against A&M. Meanwhile, I think A&M can run against South Carolina, and I think that's basically the difference. I think one team can run the football, and one team can't run the football, and therefore, to me, that's what separates the two. I mean, we'll talk more about this game in depth tomorrow, but going into it, that's my thought process. My thought process is one team is capable of running the football. The other has one of the best run defenses in the country. Now, granted... their pass defense has not been great, and maybe Jake Bentley can exploit that element. I don't think this is a guarantee, and I don't really trust Kellen Mond.
He might hurt his knee.
Yeah, I don't really trust Kellen. Now you're rooting for injury?
No, I'm just saying he might hurt his knee. We were talking about that before.
But I don't really trust Kellen Mond.
He hurt it. Looks sad on the TV.
Kellen Mond is, to me, you know, a turnover waiting to happen. He throws the ball up for grabs a lot. The South Carolina defensive backfield has not been bad. You know, you have a couple future pros back there. You know, if this thing turns in South Carolina's favor, it'll probably be because Mond did not take care of the football. But going into it, I just can't make that assumption. The two biggest distinctions, I say, Texas A&M's starting quarterback is healthy. One. And two, it's the running game. Texas A&M can run the football with Williams and with Mond, and South Carolina has not proven they can run it really at all with any consistency. And you're going to have to go up against an A&M run defense that I think is third in the nation in that category. So I don't like the matchup for South Carolina in that regard. I do not think it's going to be a blowout. I mean, I think it's going to be a tight, competitive game. You know, if I had to pick a score, it'd be like 20, it would be like 27, 24. I think in the contest, I picked it, 30, 21. I think it's probably going to be closer than that, though. Walt Dip to the Road Rage, that's it for us today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.